Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by BenQ. Apple is continuing its week of announcements today with a handful of new products related to the Mac. First, the company has introduced the M5 version of the 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Air. While the starting price has increased by $100, it now comes with double the starting storage, faster SSD speeds, and higher top-end storage. The M4 MacBook Air started at $999, and the new M5 model starts at $1099. But in line with that, Apple has doubled the base storage from 256 gigabytes to 512. The M4 MacBook Air was configurable with up to 2 terabytes of storage, while the new M5 MacBook Air can now go all the way up to 4 terabytes. RAM configurations remain the same at 16, 24, and 32 gigabytes. The move from M4 to M5 also means you now get Wi-Fi 7 instead of Wi-Fi 6E and Bluetooth 6 instead of Bluetooth 5.3. It's available in 13 and 15-inch screen sizes in the same 4 colors as before: sky blue, midnight, starlight, and silver. The new MacBook Air will be available to pre-order starting on Wednesday, March 4th at 6:15 a.m. Pacific Time and will reach customers a week later on Wednesday, March 11th. Next up, Apple has launched the M5 Pro and M5 Max versions of the MacBook Pro. These new chips make the MacBook Pro the most powerful laptop Apple sells. Each chip features an up to 18-core CPU, with 12 performance cores and 6 of what Apple is calling super cores. Apple says these are the fastest CPU cores in the world. In total, Apple says that the combination of the performance cores and super cores lead to an up to 30% boost in overall performance. The GPU is a huge part of the story too, thanks to the addition of neural accelerators in each core. Both the M5 Pro and M5 Max deliver up to 4 times faster LLM prompt processing than the previous M4 chips. There's also a 50% increase in overall graphics performance. SSD speeds have also increased and are now up to 2 times faster than the prior generation. Base storage configurations have doubled, so the M5 Pro now starts at 1 terabyte of storage instead of 512, and the M5 Max starts at 2 terabytes instead of a terabyte. For the M5 Pro and the M5 Max chips themselves, Apple touts something it calls Fusion Architecture. The company describes this as an innovative design that combines 2 dies into a single system on a chip, which includes the CPU, the GPU, the media engine, unified memory controller, neural engine, and Thunderbolt 5 capabilities. The Fusion architecture brings together 2 third-generation 3-nanometer dies with high bandwidth and low latency using advanced packaging. All that's to say, this Fusion architecture contributes to the boost in performance and the boost in efficiency. Because despite the increase in performance, Apple quotes identical battery life numbers for the M5 Pro MacBook Pros, while the M5 Max model in 14 inches gets you up to 20 hours of battery life instead of 18 hours, and the 16-inch gets you 22 hours versus the prior 21. Finally, these new MacBook Pros are also more expensive. The 14-inch model with M5 Pro starts at $21.99 instead of $19.99, and the 16-inch starts at $26.99 instead of $24.99. Again, you are getting double the base storage, but with that, the base price has also increased. Pre-orders for the new MacBook Pro begin tomorrow at 6:15 a.m. Pacific Time, with the first orders arriving to customers on Wednesday, March 11th. We are sponsored this week by BenQ, the makers of Mac-ready monitors designed to look just like your Mac. BenQ's Mac Colors technology makes the MA series look identical to your Mac's built-in display, with the same vibrancy, the same color accuracy, and no fiddling required. You also get USB-C 1 cable connectivity, so your Mac charges and connects with a single cord, plus BenQ's Display Pilot 2 software for quick control of brightness, volume, resolution. The stand is fully adjustable with height, swivel, tilt, and even a full 90-degree pivot, and the Nano Gloss panel delivers that premium glossy look that Mac users love. You can check out the full lineup, including the gorgeous MA27 OUP, by hitting the link in the show notes. BenQ is also running a giveaway with no purchase necessary. You must be 18 or older and a resident of the continental U.S., Alaska, Hawaii, or Canada, excluding Quebec. Full details are in the show notes. My thanks to BenQ for sponsoring the show. Writing out today, Apple has introduced two new versions of the Studio Display. There's an update to the base Studio Display model and an all-new higher-end Studio Display XDR. Most of the shiny new features are reserved for that higher-end XDR models, but the base Studio Display now has an upgraded 12-megapixel camera, improved speakers, and support for Thunderbolt 5. The actual panel itself is unchanged. It's still 5K with a 60Hz refresh rate at 27 inches. The technical specs are overall the same, with P3 wide color and a max of 600 nits brightness. Pricing for the base Studio Display is unchanged, so it starts at $1,599. Meanwhile, the Studio Display XDR is where things really shine. The new Studio Display XDR features a 27-inch 5K Retina XDR display with mini LED backlighting. Standard brightness comes in at 1,000 nits, while you can also get 2,000 nits of peak HDR brightness. The 120Hz refresh rate means things will be smoother and animations will look better than on the standard Studio Display with 60Hz. It has the same 12-megapixel center stage camera as the standard Studio Display, as well as the same high-fidelity 6-speaker system with spatial audio and a 3-mic array for studio-quality recording. The Studio Display XDR features 2 Thunderbolt 5 ports and 2 additional USB-C ports. The overall design of the Studio Display XDR is basically identical to the standard Studio Display, so for instance, it does not carry over the iconic design from the Pro Display XDR. The Studio Display XDR with a tilt and height adjustable stand starts at $3,299, and it will go up for pre-order tomorrow. It's available in standard glass and nano texture glass options, with the nano texture upgrade costing you an additional $300. And finally, Apple has discontinued the Pro Display XDR, so the two external displays it sells now are the Studio Display and the Studio Display XDR. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.